Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And Daddy's on the sofa, pride of the neighborhood.
It's time for this week's recipe roundup. Okay, this week's recipe is for mango black bean salsa. I think chips and salsa is one of the greatest snacks or appetizers of all time at any time of the year, but it's especially great during this time of the summer, especially with these mangoes. These mangoes will really add a nice summery, fruity sweetness to the salsa. And I highly recommend trying the, let me make sure I get this pronunciation close to correct, the Altolfo mangoes. Those are the mangoes that are a little bit softer. They're more tender. They have a thinner skin, and their skin is usually yellow and orange as opposed to green and red. The other mangoes are great as well, but they're a little less dense and a little more watery. And I think that the Altolfo mangoes just really work very well for this salsa. So the ingredients you need are 3 to 4 sweet mangoes chopped, 1 can of black beans drained and rinsed, 1 large tomato finely chopped, 1/2 of a red onion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of lime or lemon juice, and then salt, pepper, red pepper flakes, and or chili powder to taste. And if you like cilantro, I know some people really hate cilantro, but it goes very well in this recipe as well. So we're going to start by peeling our mangoes. And if you've never sliced a mango before, you should know that there's a giant pit inside. And the pit is kind of oblong, this big oval shape, and it's flat on both sides. So that's the side we're going to cut along on each side. So you kind of slice off the fleshy part, skin and all, of each side of the mango. What you're left with is the pit, and then around the pit there will still be some leftover mango flesh. Get at that as you can, but for right now we're just going to focus on the two ends that you cut off. I usually take them in my palm and hold them so the skin of the mango is against my hand, and then I score them crosswise. So I make like a grid of mango chunks. I don't slice all the way through the skin, just enough to reach the skin. And then you can kind of pop out the chunks of the mango by pushing on the side that has the skin, and it kind of loosens up those chunks. So once you've gotten those out, you can get as much mango flesh from around the pit as you can, but that should give you the most amount of fruit you can. Once you've gotten those chunks of mango into a bowl, mix them up with 1 tablespoon of lime juice and then any red pepper flakes and or chili powder you might want to add. I think it just, the chili goes really well with the mango if you're adding it, so might as well put it right with that fruit, so that kind of the spiciness of the overall salsa will be mostly surrounding the mango itself. Then you're gonna mix that mango mixture with all of the other ingredients in a medium-sized bowl, and season with salt, pepper, and cilantro, and enjoy. And I think this would go really good, of course, being eaten by some corn chips and some guacamole, but you could also put it on a dish like a burrito, or I think it would go really well with some grilled fish tacos.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.